Pena County Planning Commission. Mr. Sterrett, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Steve Adams.
Yeah.
Ray Edwards. Not here. Mike Schofield.
Yes.
Dave Stewart.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
Rick Treese.
Here.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And we have a quorum, Chairman.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
Pena County Planning Commission public hearing procedure. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Pena County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Pena County Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Pena County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, for all the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site, followed by any questions for the staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The regular meeting will be held 1 week from tonight's meeting. At that time, the projects will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. The regular meeting is a public meeting. However, no additional public comments will be taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay. How about presentation of exhibits?
I did that in this public hearing. It was the procedure, Exhibit A, staff report. In each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file is Exhibit C.
Okay, and we'll do the election later, right?
Or you could do it now. It's on the agenda to be done now.
Yeah, sure it is. Okay, election of chairman and vice chairman.
I'd like to make a motion.
The motion is?
To elect Rick Treese as chairman and Steve Adams as vice chairman.
Second.
Wouldn't have to do those at each one.
Nobody's campaigning for this office.
You have been. You bought my dinner.
Okay, you heard the motion and the second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Congratulations. Okay, on to Riggs Nightly Rental, and I see you must be the representative for them. We don't need you yet, I guess. We'll go through this first, right?
Okay. This is case number 2012, number 27. It's the Riggs Nightly Rental, Shawnee Cabin. Fred and Shirley Riggs, representatives Jerry and Tammy Spicer. It's at 906 Jones Road in Ridgedale, Missouri. And this is a real high overview of it. The applicants, Fred and Shirley Riggs, are requesting approval of a special use permit in order to utilize an existing single-family residence for nightly rental. And if everybody remembers, this is one of the ones that we did in the last meeting. Background and site history. Division 1 permit number 2003, number 90, was issued on March 19, 2003 for the construction of approximately 52 by 44 single-family residence. The property is served by a community well and an individual septic system. The current application was approved for concept on December 17, 2012. The subject's property is 11,400 square foot lot, a 1,666 square foot single family residence at 906 Jones Road. Lots 10 and 11, Block 53, Ozark Paradise Village, South Edition. A three-bedroom residence currently being advertised on the Hidden Falls Log Cabin Rentals website as Shawnee Cabin. Then we got some different views. This one's from the north, the south, the west. I believe this one's the west and the one before was the east. In review, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building structure or part thereof that may be rented for a period of time less than 30 days. Currently, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. The property is currently served by a community well and an on-site wastewater treatment system. Scott Sterrett with the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department has indicated that upon reviewing the septic permit 03, number 86 for 906 Jones Road, Ridgedale, Missouri, shows 720 square feet of trench for a three-bedroom home. A three-bedroom home sleeping eight people would require 960 square feet of trench if built today. There's some confusion at the time of installation between the state, counties, and leach pipe manufacturers on the square footage of reduction factor for using SB2 pipe and peanut pipe. Mr. Sterrett's recommendation is to let the owner be aware the system needs to be watched for signs of failure and regular pumped to maintain the system. The property is currently served by an existing drive off Jones Road. The residence is in compliance with the setback requirements. The existing parking area exceeds the current requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, which requires a total of two parking spaces, 1.5 spaces per two-bedroom dwelling unit, with one-half space added for each additional bedroom. The only adjoining residence, located at 924 Jones Road, has already been approved for nightly rental via Division 3 special use permit. Therefore, per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, buffering would not be required. On April 16, 2012, the Planning Commission approved a request by Valerie Budd authorizing the utilization of an existing cabin at 150 Walnut Drive, Ridgedale, for nightly rental within the same subdivision as current request. On October 15, 2012, the Planning Commission approved a request by Gary McSpadden Ministries authorizing the utilization of existing single-family residence located at 956 Jones Road, Ridgedale, Missouri, for nightly rental, also within the same subdivision as current request. On December 17, 2012, the Planning Commission approved a request by Linda McKissick authorizing utilization of existing single-family residence located at 129 Spruce Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri, for nightly rental, also within the same subdivision as the current request. And on December 17, 2012, the same request was granted for Valerie Budd and Linda McKissick at 924 Jones Road, within the same subdivision as the same current request. And here's the four other... And here's the one we're talking about tonight. Okay. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Assessor's Office, and Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. A valid merchant's license via the Taney County Collector's Office shall be provided to the Planning Department if the applicant owns more than one nightly rental property. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. This decision is subject to all existing easements. This residence shall accommodate sleep no more than eight persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based on the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. If the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the three-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via the nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay.
And then we've got a video.
Bonita, there's nobody signed up to speak. There's nobody here, so apparently not. Does the commission have any questions for the applicant?
Well, I've got just a couple of basic questions. One is a question on the parking. are we showing parking for a residential home and residential or in a same parking requirements for nightly rental as of right now? Bonita, I don't know whether you can answer that, or Scott, I don't know. I mean, we've got a car and a half per bedroom.
And plus the half.
Yeah. We're, like everybody knows, we are allowing a lot of homes right there. Probably all of the homes in that area are going to end up being nightly rentals. And there's going to be a lot more traffic than just a couple of cars going into a house. And there's not much parking there. I mean, there's going to
be... one and a half spaces per two-bedroom dwelling unit with one half space added for each additional bedroom. So that would be two parking.
And is that a residential or is that for night
rental?
That's
the current... Yes, that would... You're right. It's the current
for
requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. So that'd be now.
For residential?
Yes.
But not... when it turns into a nightly rental.
Right.
That's something we're going to think about.
In the nightly rental, the same requirements as residential and code?
It sounds like it is.
I don't think it changed.
No. That's. But I think that's something we're going to have to think about.
Right.
It's based on the amount of bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
Whether it's
yes,
or.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you go back to that picture?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
please. In which certain one? Maybe that one?
That one. Or no, the one that you had there, it was crossed. Yeah, there.
Well, that, where the white truck is parked, that could be added parking right there, actually.
Sure. That's just a question that I keep coming to mind every time we do one of these. And we're using our residential requirements, and it's not residential anymore. There's going to be, that could be a car for each one of those people, practically.
Well, that would be something that needs to be brought up in February if you feel like there needs to be a change.
February,
right now, it's the same.
Yeah. So we just need to, that's something we need to think about.
But it's based on so much occupancy per bedroom. It's based on bedrooms. So I don't know whether there would be a change, whether it was commercial and rented or whether people owned it and had bedrooms. So that's something we can discuss.
Yes, absolutely. And the other question I've got is there room for a sewer repair if we granted this and it did have a sewer problem?
Depend. If they just need to add some lateral, we might be able to add one more run. But if it needed a whole brand new system, it may have to go around and be pumped into the front yard. As you can see.
Yeah, there's not much room in the back.
In this front. No, the back's pretty much all taken. But you could always take that tank and just pump it and let it gravity flow into this. So, I mean, the front yard would be an option in this one.
And there's something that you have jurisdiction to make that happen?
If it fails and we get a complaint on it, then we'll...
Right. If I read what I read your letter today on that, it's up to the owner to recognize any problems. Is that correct?
Not necessarily. It could be turned in.
He's first is going to have police and or a neighbor.
Right.
Right.
So we have no jurisdiction over.
Not until there's a complaint.
Not until there's a complaint. Those are just questions I come up with.
Right.
We need to talk about it in February.
The sewer is very much on my mind, too, on everything we approve.
I actually worry more about the water. They're on a community well there, and that is and we can't do anything about it, but it's an impending problem.
Yeah, that would be up to their association.
I guarantee you, I've been in the water business a long time, and it is a problem out there.
Any more comments? Anybody need to speak to the representative? I would entertain a motion.
Not next week.
We vote on this tonight or next week?
Oh, that's right.
We show it.
Next week.
That's right. Never mind.
We won't have to have a motion.
That's right. It's next week's the vote. Okay. On the Campbell Chiropractic.
See you next week.
This is case number 2012, number 28, Campbell Chiropractic Office, Mark and Karen Campbell. The location is at 10,033 East State Highway 76, Forsyth, Missouri. The applicants, Mark and Karen Campbell, are requesting approval of a Division 3 permit in order to establish a chiropractic office within an existing single-family residence structure located at 10,033 East State Highway 76, Forsyth, Missouri. And it didn't highlight, but is this parcel right here. Is that right, Mark? Okay. The approximate 2.9-acre site consists of an existing 1,630-square-foot, three-bedroom residence, which was constructed in 1975. The applicants have been utilizing the property as a rental home. The current application was approved for concept on December 17, 2012. The applicants are proposing to utilize a portion of the existing residential structure, approximately 790 square feet, as a chiropractic office with a single room remaining for the personal storage. During the concept hearing, the applicant explained that two bedrooms will be utilized as treatment rooms, with the living room being converted into a reception area. If approved, the applicants have indicated that the outside appearance of the existing residence structure will remain virtually the same. The chiropractic office will initially employ members of the Campbell household. The proposed hours of operation will be primarily on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And it's this property right here. Well, we can see the number there. The applicants are proposing to preserve the existing vegetation along both the northern and southern boundaries of the property between the proposed commercial use and the existing single-family residence. The applicants have already constructed a concrete parking area which will accommodate at least 8 vehicles, meeting the parking requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The existing resident is currently served by the Public Water Supply District Number 2 in an on-site septic system. The adjoining property immediately to the north and south is light residential. The property immediately to the west is currently a vacant 23.68-acre tract of land. The property to the east consists of State Highway 76, light residential, and a church. Here's a view from the north, the south, from the east, and from the west. In review, the applicants are proposing to utilize the existing access off State Highway 76. The applicants will utilize the existing concrete parking area directly off State Highway 76. Per the parking provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, clinics and medical offices require one parking space for every 100 square feet. The applicant has indicated that approximately 790 square feet of the structure space will be utilized for the chiropractic office. Therefore, the 8 parking spaces will meet the requirements of the Development Guidance Code. The existing residence is currently served by an on-site septic system. Scott Sterrett, on-site wastewater permitting, has reviewed the septic permit file and determined that the existing septic system should adequately serve the needs of the proposed chiropractic office. The project received a score of 0 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 49. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and utilities. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, Public Water Supply District No. 2, and the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of Taney County Planning Department. 3. A 25-foot-wide vegetation buffer shall be maintained between the chiropractic office and the adjoining residence to the north and south. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. And 6. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or approval shall expire.
Let's see. On
we got a video on this one too if you want to watch it.
It does look appear that there is plenty of parking there. I can't imagine why it'd be 8 for a chiropractic office. But
can you go back to that last picture of the building, Scott?
This one?
No, it's an up close picture of the.
That one?
And if you got one about like that.
It was just in the video.
In the video.
Show the front.
I don't know exactly where this house is, but the driveway appears to be
that one?
Plenty wide.
Yeah.
That one?
Rick, you know where Sardis Baptist is?
Yeah, you weren't here. This was, you know, it's on East 76.
Okay, just pass enzyme and then wood press.
I'm not, okay. I'm not video again if you can, let it swing to the road.
I'm thinking it from the aerial, it looked like it was plenty wide. I was just wondering if the state had maybe looked at it to see if the driveway was sufficient. Because there's, I mean, if there's going to be that many people in and out of there.
Well, that was going to be my question. Does it need a commercial?
Yeah, entrance, egress. Yeah.
In sight distance looks good. Way it is. Yeah. It's right across from that Sardis Baptist Church, right?
Okay, I know exactly where it's at. Have you had the state look at the driveway and see if it's...
It's like 36 feet wide.
Randy, what is it required?
MoDOT's requirements are a little different than mine.
You know what
MoDOT? MoDOT's is 24-foot, 24-foot tall.
But I don't know what their commercial requirements are.
It appears to be plenty wide, but that's just, I mean, it's good sight distance.
Right.
But there's going to be more than one car maybe in and out there.
You don't know what the requirement is.
It used to be 32 foot.
32.
But they're plenty of driveway.
Yeah. Dave, what do you require? Do you remember what you're thinking? The driveway?
At one time it was 24. Ronnie ought to be up on that. He's an old highway department.
That's 24.
Yeah, but commercial, there's going to be three cars.
When I left the highway department, it was 32 foot with a 3-to-1 cut out on the end of it, so it would be 27 foot driveway with your.
That's what I always thought of when I went for permits and stuff. They told me I had to have a 24 foot top.
Yeah.
With a 3-to-1 slope off of it, so I say we're on the same page, Ronnie.
Yeah.
So we're well sufficient.
Yeah.
That's wider than that, I think.
Yeah, it appears to be.
And it's on the straight stretch.
Yeah,
too,
it's good sight distance.
And then when the guy came out, 10 foot wider than these people.
Yeah. So the state did look at it?
Yeah,
okay.
As long as they're out.
Yeah.
Just have to watch for that truck there.
Yeah. She's very old.
Yeah,
and
I see
that. Out front of you.
Our school bus with the white top.
Well, that might be, Scott. I never thought about that.
I think it is a school bus.
How old is this picture?
2011, October.
Yeah, it could be a school bus then.
I think it is. Okay, is there any other questions for the applicant? Okay, we'll vote on that next week, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
And that closes the public hearing on this project. If you'll tell them at the end, if you close the public hearing on it, they'll know that that's done.
Public hearing is closed.
There you go. That's just between us ducks.
I did have one more question on this. That being a business and commercial, does that require ADA requirements and all that? Is that in our code?
Do you remember anything about disability, the ADA, American Disabilities Act, in our code book for businesses? I haven't run across it yet, Randy, but I've seen reading it.
You saw he had a ramp there.
I
think, Randy, that's his responsibility that we don't govern.
Okay, I don't know if we govern.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that we're not getting into enforcing ADA stuff.
I think that would be a state. We can require anything we want.
Well, what I noticed is that, I mean, if you go back at that picture, there's like a 30-inch drop off the sides of that. That porch.
With no railing.
Mm-hmm. Is it within our jurisdiction to get him to put up a railing?
I think we can require anything we want.
That's what I was going to bring up.
I saw the ramp. The ramp looked good. You had a nice white.
His port isn't not too long ago.
There were those sewer pipes. And the other side looks like it's at least a 3-3.5 foot drop.
Yeah, right here.
That's at least a 5 foot sidewalk. 6 on this end.
Yeah, the sidewalk looks good.
Man, that's all level entry, but.
Do we really want to get into that?
No, I don't. I just noticed that on the video.
Guidelines
even
require us to do that, but I
didn't
see that when we have the public hearing.
I think if anybody requires that, it'll be his insurance carrier.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say they'd almost have to require it.
Well, there's no step, even though there's a drop-off.
Well, them pipes are sticking up. He may be going to fill that dirt.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd fill it in.
Yeah.
Dave, can you bring him a load of dirt?
Nope. I'm retarded.
Okay. Any? What?
Welcome a new man to the family.
Schofield, is that correct? Gary?
Mike Scholes.
Mike. Mike, welcome aboard. This is a really easy meeting right here.
Is this a consolation prize since you didn't get to be a commissioner? Well, I'll tell you a little secret. There hasn't anybody ever used this board as a springboard and ever got elected to public office in Taney County.
You kind of get weaned when you be in politics when you've been here for a little bit. The heck with that.
Because sooner or later, you're going to make somebody mad.
Yep.
It never fails, does it?
Yeah. Oh, it happens. It's just part of the job.
Okay. Any tentative business?
Not from my end.
I noticed the deal in the paper telling about February and everything like that. And the only thing I would say is remind the other members if you have something that you would like to see become a rule or a regulation or something, some change that we need, but we all need to be thinking about that for next month. And it'll probably be about the same amount of people as there is here right now.
Yeah. Well, I really think that we need to keep this parking in mind because,
well, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
Anything else like that, you know, and we come back as a sewer repair and the people don't want to make those repairs, then what do we do?
That's not our deal. That falls under the sewer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But nobody's going to, if nobody says anything, it's just going to sit there and.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, it's going to affect the groundwater.
Yeah.
And especially in a spot like that.
Well, I'm not worried about that so much as all those houses on a well. You know, I mean, the Missouri regulations now is 3 houses to a well as a maximum. But you get a little old community well like that, and you get a whole bunch of people there, and they won't charge enough to take care of fixing the thing when the pump breaks down, and
4th of July just, and everything.
And the thing about it is, you're serving that many houses, you know. But every once in a while, they don't do it very often, but the DNR folks come out there and they test the water, and I mean, now the ship can hit the sand.
Well, I think we might consider if we have the authority. That, like Scott said, this is like 25% under the capacity it should have for what they're doing now. I don't see why we couldn't make them go ahead and make the repair.
We don't have the authority.
Yeah, I can't even do that until
it
fails.
It's not coming above ground. You can't make
it. You can't.
Because it was grandfathered in on the old permit.
Yeah.
It's just like a...
Well, now, if the system fails, we're approving them as a nightly rental. Can we reverse that if that system fails? Because we're only voting if that falls into compliance.
But the only other thing you can look at is if you take a 3-bedroom home that sleeps 6 people, and all of a sudden they're coming to you for a 24-person nightly rental, is that similar? I mean, the state told me if it's grossly undersized, then the use they're wanting to use it for will not fit.
See, that's one thing.
The septic system.
That's right. Already,
right.
Because we know that's going to be a problem. So we're limiting the amount of people. The problem is if that system fails for whatever reason, how do you stop it from being a nightly rental until it's fixed?
You don't. We are not the one.
And talking to the state about nightly rentals, they have some rest period, which helps. I mean, you might have 8 people, and there may be, like now, there may be 2 months that they're not even used. Yeah. Well, that helps the system a bunch. So.
Yeah.
They won't wintertime hardly at all over there.
So unless they're looking for utilization that's, we know that system's grossly undersized, we can't ask them.
We can't stop it.
No.
But on the other hand, in my humble opinion of doing this for 35 years, our regulations now overreach what generally you will need to make a system work,
which
is the only way to do it. I'm not arguing that one
right bit. And that's how I feel too.
It's over capacity. I mean, Christian County went to 5 acres, you know, and they have to have a lot so big to put a sewer system in. People, I put in a lot of sewer systems, and I ain't never covered an acre of one yet.
And you got the alternative, that's just an
old fool's opinion.
Bonita, has Bob talked to the county commission at all about what we sent to him, what, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago? It'd be nice to have that back before February stuff. What they say on it.
That's a good point.
Because then we can take it and maybe revise it some more with the stuff we want to protect these people with.
And have some kind of a feel on what they think about it.
Right. Just tell them to read it real quick and send it back. Okay. Any other business?
Do we need to vote on the minute? Okay, in the minutes or anything?
Not till next week.
Make the new member always buys dinner.
The way I hear it. Yes.
Everybody, over to Charlie.
The chair. Oh, the new member.
Oh, the new member.
Oh, we've heard new members and a new chair. Not old chair, new chair.
If the coach here can't afford it, I'd entertain your motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Being adjourned.